Will the House please come to order? Representative Patterson, you may have privilege of the floor.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. We've got a great group of folks visiting us, the Wyoming WAMI students today. And I, of course, am a big fan of the WAMI program. Both of my kids were delivered by WAMI students because you got to get practice some way. So we said you can practice with my kids. But up here, north side, is Scott Bibby from Cheyenne, Clay Brown from Star Valley, Michelle Cassidy from Cheyenne, Steve Clements from Gillette, Kimberly Cranford from Alpine, Greg Dolan from Laramie, Eli Harris from Green River, Eric Hallwell from Sheridan, Elise Lowe from Sheridan, Mary Merdute from Casper, Travis Pecha from Gillette, Tony Pedri from Rock Springs, Sandra Smiley from Douglas, Ken Sun from Casper, Megan Woodward from Torrington, and joining them is Tom Norris, who is the Academic Affairs Dean at the University of Washington School of Medicine, and Susan Allen, the Regional Affairs Dean from the University of Washington School of Medicine. Won't you please welcome them?
Representative Barbuto, you may have privilege of the floor.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Some of you may remember last year I had the great privilege to stand here and introduce you to a young lady who I loved more than anybody else in the world. Let me finish. It's even truer to a greater extent today as she made the right decision and became my wife back in December. So first, Erin Barbuto, I hope you'll give her a round of applause for making the trip. And secondly, and I want, this is the other really important woman in my life, and actually also a former classmate of Representative Crafts, my mother, Jill Barbuto, who made the trip today too. So stand up, mother. Thank you.
Welcome to the House, everyone. Erin, Joe, nice to see you. We're at that order of business of, excuse me, one second. Chairman Lockhart.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I would like to re-refer House Bill 106 from Minerals to your committee number 4, Revenue.
That would be committee number 3, Revenue?
3, Revenue.
Thank you. Hearing no objection, it is so ordered. Representative Brown.
Privilege of the floor.
Please proceed.
Mr. Speaker, I heard all those names from the WAMI students up there, and I have to tell you, my imagination is just running wild about what the names of your medical firms are going to be when you get out of school.
All righty. We are now on that order of business of reading introduction, reading, and reference of bills. House Bill 117, that is number 4 on your revised list, will be moved to the bottom at the request of the sponsor. And that is the only change right now. So the first bill for our consideration is House Bill 115.
House Bill 115, introduced by Representative Buchanan.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to taxation and revenue, specific purpose, excise tax, voter petition.
Mr. Majority Floor Leader.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move House Bill 115 and ask for your favorable consideration. Ladies and gentlemen, this deals with excise taxes under Title 39. You basically have the possibility at the local level of having a general revenue tax, a specific purpose tax, and an economic development tax. And two out of those three allow a question to be put before the voters on the ballot by either resolutions by two-thirds of incorporated municipalities or by a petition requesting an election signed by at least 5% of the electors of the county. And the odd thing about the statute, when you look at it, under the specific purpose tax under 3916204A Romanet 2, It only allows for that to be placed on the ballot with the two-thirds incorporated municipalities passing the resolution. So what this bill simply does is goes ahead and it adds a provision to allow the people to petition to have an election for the implementation of an excise tax for specific purposes under 3916203A Romanet 2A.
Is there any opposition? Hearing none, Chief Clerk, please call the roll.
Anderson.
Aye.
Bagby.
Aye.
Barbudo.
Aye.
Berger.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Blickrey.
Aye.
Bonner.
Aye.
Brechtel.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Buchanan.
Aye.
Bird.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Carson.
Aye.
Childers.
Aye.
Cohey. Connolly, Kraft, Davison, Dirks, Edmonds, Esquivel, Gilmore, Gingery, Goggles, Hales, Hallinan excused, Hammonds, Harshman, Harvey, Illaway, Yagi, Jorgensen, Kimball, Landon, Lockhart, Lubnow, Madden, McKim, McComey,
aye.
Miller,
aye.
Millen,
aye.
Moniz,
aye.
Patton,
aye.
Peasley,
aye.
Patterson,
aye.
Peterson,
aye.
Philp excused, Korberg,
aye.
Roscoe,
aye.
Simlick,
aye.
Shepperson,
aye.
Stewart,
aye.
Stubson,
aye.
Teeters,
aye.
Thompson,
aye.
Throne,
aye.
Wallace,
aye.
Swanitzer Dan,
aye.
Swanitzer Dave,
aye.
Mr. Speaker.
Aye.
I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 58 ayes, 2 excused.
House Bill 115 is referred to Committee Number 3, Revenue. Next bill for our consideration is House Bill 118.
House Bill 118, introduced by Representative Buchanan. An act relating to taxation and revenue, taxation of public buildings.
First reading of the bill. Mr. Majority Floor Leader.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move House Bill 118 and ask for your favorable consideration. Ladies and gentlemen, this bill has come up with the issue of many governmental entities acquiring real property, a lot of times under legislation we have passed in previous years to include business-ready communities and community facilities grants. Things like that to convert maybe school buildings into recreational facilities and the like. And the issue has come up when a governmental entity buys or comes into possession of these buildings, a lot of times they need significant renovation, and a lot of communities receive grants from the Business Council. They receive grants from those other programs that I mentioned that were specifically designed for this. And yet, depending on which area of the state you are in, the assessor may or may not assess property taxes on that building if it becomes used primarily for a commercial purpose. And so what this bill attempts to do is open up a dialogue with regard to when a building that is owned by a governmental entity that is put into use primarily for a commercial purpose should be subject to property tax. I believe these buildings should be subject to property tax once they're placed into primary commercial use. However, I do not believe that it's appropriate for them to be assessed taxes while they are spending money, really, from another governmental entity to renovate those and keep those buildings in the community. So this bill is designed to open up a dialogue to determine at which point will those buildings become non-exempt once they're put into commercial service. Thank you.
Is there any opposition? Hearing none, the Chief Clerk will please call the roll.
Anderson.
Aye.
Bagby.
Aye.
Barbudo.
Aye.
Berger.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Blickrey.
Aye.
Bonner.
Aye.
Brechtel.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Buchanan.
Aye.
Bird.
Aye.
Kennedy. Carson,
aye.
Childers,
aye.
Cohey,
aye.
Connolly,
aye.
Kraft.
Aye.
Davison.
Aye.
Dirks.
Aye.
Edmonds.
Aye.
Esquivel.
Aye.
Gilmore.
Aye.
Gingery.
Aye.
Goggles.
Aye.
Hales.
Aye.
Hallinan excused. Hammonds.
Aye.
Harshman.
Aye.
Harvey.
Aye.
Illaway.
Aye.
Yagi.
Aye.
Jorgensen.
Aye.
Kimball.
Aye.
Landon.
Aye.
Lockhart.
Aye.
Lubno.
Aye.
Madden.
Aye.
McKim.
Aye.
McComey.
Aye.
Miller.
Aye.
Millen.
Aye.
Moniz.
Aye.
Patton.
Aye.
Peasley.
Aye.
Pedersen.
Aye.
Peterson.
Aye.
Philp excused. Korberg.
Aye.
Roscoe.
Aye.
Simlick.
Aye.
Shepperson.
Aye.
Stewart.
Aye.
Stubson.
Aye.
Teeters.
Aye.
Thompson.
Aye.
Throne.
Aye.
Wallace.
Aye.
Swanitzer Dan. Swanitzer Dave.
Aye.
Mr. Speaker.
Aye.
I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 58 ayes, 2 excused.
House Bill 118 is referred to Committee Number 3, Revenue. The next bill for our consideration is House Joint Resolution 11.
House Joint Resolution Number 11, introduced by Representative McKim. A joint resolution proposing to amend the Wyoming Constitution by amending the classes of property for property taxation purposes by authorizing the legislature to limit the amount of property tax increase.
Representative McKim.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move introduction of House Joint Resolution Number 11, Property Tax Increase Limitation, and ask for your favorable consideration. This resolution amends the Wyoming Constitution by amending the classes of property for property taxation purposes. The following resolution would affect the Wyoming Constitution, Article 15, Section 11, and the new language you'll find on page 2 of the bill. All this really does is propose that we submit this at the next election, general voter ballot, I should say, in the next election for either voter approval or rejection. Now, this is not a simple bill, as has been stated before. Somebody once told me that simple bills are simply simple explanations given by simple people. So we're trying to do this. So this is an attempt on behalf of voters to limit and help reduce escalating property taxes, the whole idea of this particular bill. Thank you.
Opposition, Chairman Cohey.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, and with all due respect to what the sponsor is attempting to do, I would urge caution with this. What you're doing is, if you think that this state is reliant on mineral wealth today, wait till this one passes and see how much more so that you are. I would urge caution with this one.
Any other opposition? Representative McKim, your rebuttal.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Once again, as I pointed out, this is simply an idea to put it on the ballot to let the voters decide whether they want to accept or reject this. Would consider your favorable opinion on this. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Will the Chief Clerk please call the roll?
Anderson.
No.
Bagby.
Aye.
Barbudo.
No.
Berger. Berger.
No.
Blake.
Aye.
Blickrey.
No.
Bonner.
No.
Brechtel. Brown.
No.
Buchanan.
Aye.
Bird.
No.
Kennedy.
No.
Carson.
Aye.
Childers.
No.
Cohey.
No.
Connolly.
No.
Kraft.
Yes.
Kraft.
Aye.
Davison.
Aye.
Dirks.
Aye.
Edmonds.
No.
Esquivel.
Aye.
Gilmore.
Aye.
Gingery.
Aye.
Goggles.
No.
Hales.
No.
Hallinan excused. Hammonds.
Aye.
Harshman.
No.
Harvey.
Aye.
Illaway.
No.
Yagi.
No.
Jorgensen.
No.
Kimball.
No.
Landon.
No.
Lockhart.
No.
Lubno.
No.
Madden.
No.
McKim.
Aye.
McComey.
No.
Miller.
No.
Millen.
No.
Moniz.
No.
Patton.
No.
Peasley. Pedersen, Peterson,
no.
Philp excused, Korberg,
no.
Roscoe,
aye.
Simlick,
no.
Shepperson,
aye.
Stewart,
no.
Stubson,
no.
Teeters,
aye.
Thompson,
no.
Throne.
No.
Wallace.
Aye.
Swanitzer Dan.
Aye.
Swanitzer Dave.
No.
Mr. Speaker.
No.
I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 21 ayes, 37 noes, 2 excused.
House Joint Resolution 11, having failed to receive two-thirds of the votes of the members elected to the House, is indefinitely postponed. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 114.
House Bill 114, introduced by Representative Wallace, an act relating to partition fences.
First reading of the bill. Representative Wallace.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move House Bill 114 and ask for your favorable consideration. This is really just a cleanup bill to clarify what was clearly our predecessor's intent. And what it does is, in this bill, it's concerning fences between two landowners and their responsibilities under Wyoming law to share the cost of construction and maintenance of those fences. And in the original existing language, it allows for the costs of the suit in the case where there was a dispute. And all this bill does is make it very clear that that includes attorney fees. And so with that, I would ask for your aye vote.
Sorry. Sitting here thinking, anyone in opposition? Hearing none, the chief clerk will call the roll.
Anderson.
Aye.
Bagby.
Aye.
Barbudo.
Aye.
Berger.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Flickrey.
Aye.
Bonner.
Aye.
Brechtel.
Aye.
Brechtel.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Buchanan.
Aye.
Byrd,
aye.
Kennedy,
aye.
Carson,
aye.
Childers,
aye.
Cohey,
aye.
Connolly,
aye.
Kraft,
aye.
Davison,
aye.
Dirks,
aye.
Edmonds,
aye.
Esquivel,
aye.
Gilmore, Gingery,
aye.
Goggles,
aye.
Hales,
aye.
Hallinan excused, Hammonds,
aye.
Harshman,
aye.
Harvey,
aye.
Illaway,
Yagi,
Jorgensen, Kimball, Landon, Lockhart, Lubno, Madden, McKim, McComey, Miller, Millen, Moniz, Patton, Peasley, Pedersen, Peterson, Philp excused, Korberg, Roscoe, Semlick, Shepperson, Stewart, Stubson, Teeters, Thompson,
aye.
Throne,
aye.
Wallace,
aye.
Swanitzer Dan,
aye.
Swanitzer Dave,
aye.
Mr. Speaker,
no.
Gilmore,
aye.
I'm about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Davison, aye to no. Are there any other changes? The vote is closed. 55 ayes, 3 noes, 2 excused.
House Bill 114 is referred to Committee Number 5, Agriculture. Folks, if you're holding any bill jackets to get them signed, please get them in as soon as you can so we can get the bill scheduled for introduction tomorrow. Tomorrow is the last day for introduction. If there are any floating around, let's try and get those in. Representative Harshman, would you come up and take the chair, please? The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 116.
House Bill 116, introduced by Representative Dan Swanitzer.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to insurance.
Representative Dan Swanitzer.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'm pleased today to present House Bill 116, Insurance Coverage of Phenylketonuria. And this is the bill we heard last year. It stayed on general file. But I'm bringing it back because it really is a life or death matter for two individuals in our state. P. PKU is a genetic disease that does not allow the body to process protein normally, and people who have it have to eat a specialized synthetic food. The food costs roughly $9,000 a year. Upon your 18th or 21st birthday, depending on your plan, the state no longer covers you. And basically, to stay alive and prevent retardation, you have to pay out of pocket, or you move to one of our neighboring states that cover you. We do have a young man in our state who just hit this scenario and will basically have to stay on Medicaid, which is intriguing, being he's currently announced that he's running for a legislative seat in this body in House District 24 next year and has already formed a committee to do so. If it was drugs, it would be covered. If it was insulin shots for diabetics, it would be covered. But since this is a medically necessary food, it's what I view as a loophole and not covered. So basically, I'm asking today to bring this bill to committee. It's not a huge financial impact to the state. There are only two people I know of in the state currently with PKU. One's 21 and one is 18. They happen to be brothers. Other states around us have taken this step. I believe it's the time we do the same this year. I would stand for any questions.
Opposition to the bill, Representative Teeters.
Well, thank you, Mr. Chairman. I guess I just have some concern about the fact that here we are legislating what looks to me like should be policy that should be set at some lower level of government. I don't know that we need to get into the business of mandating from this body what we're going to cover and what we're not going to cover in our insurance policies. And so maybe I could ask for some more explanation, but that's why I rise with concern.
Any further opposition? 30-second rebuttal, Representative Swanitzer.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This is mandated for the insurance companies. There's no actual state funds. It mirrors the statute we have on diabetes, that basically it is insurance is required to cover insulin shots for diabetics as it's life-saving and the necessity to keep them going. It's right next to that. Where I'd like to put it is right next to that in the statutes. I believe it's the same case, except there are a heck of a lot more diabetics in the state than there are only two people with PKU. Thank you.
Thank you. Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Anderson. Bagby.
Aye.
Barbudo.
Aye.
Berger.
No.
Blake.
Aye.
Blickrey.
No.
Bonner.
Aye.
Brechtel.
Aye.
Brown.
No.
Buchanan.
Aye.
Byrd.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Carson.
Aye.
Childers. Cohey, Connolly,
aye.
Kraft,
aye.
Davison,
aye.
Dirks,
aye.
Edmonds,
no.
Esquivel,
aye.
Gilmore,
aye.
Gingery,
no.
Goggles,
aye.
Hales,
aye.
Hallinan excused, Hammonds,
aye.
Harshman,
no.
Harvey,
aye.
Illaway, Yagi, Jorgensen,
aye.
Kimball, Landon, Lockhart,
no.
Lubno,
aye.
Madden,
no.
McKim,
no.
McComey,
aye.
Miller,
no.
Millen,
aye.
Moniz,
aye.
Patton,
no.
Peasley,
no.
Peasley, no. Pedersen,
no.
Peterson,
no.
Filth excused, Korberg,
aye.
Roscoe,
aye.
Semlick,
no.
Shepperson,
no.
Steward,
no.
Stubson, Teeters,
no.
Thompson,
aye.
Throne,
aye.
Wallace,
no.
Zwanitzer Dan,
aye.
Zwanitzer Dave,
aye.
Mr. Speaker,
no.
I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Brown, no to aye. Are there any other changes? The vote is closed. 34 ayes, 24 noes, 2 excused.
After failing to receive the two-thirds vote necessary, the bill is indefinitely postponed. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 112.
House Bill 112, introduced by Representative Dan Zwanitzer.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to crimes and offenses, intermediate battery.
Representative Zwanitzer.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'm really hoping I don't go 3-for-3 today. I'd like to introduce and bring to you House Bill 112, which is a bill for intermediate battery. Currently under Wyoming law, the maximum penalty for battery, simple battery, under 62501D is 6 months of imprisonment and a fine of not more than $750 or both. The maximum penalty for aggravated assault and battery is 10 years of imprisonment, which is 20 times more than what is her simple battery. We did have a Supreme Court case last year where the attacker brutally beat his victim and inflicted injuries upon her that, according to the Supreme Court, were terrible and horrifying, but did not result in serious bodily injury as defined under 61104, and he could only get a six-month imprisonment. Basically, the Supreme Court at that point told us that, in their opinion, the difference in this potential penalty suggests that the legislature intended that the crime of aggravated assault be based upon injuries significantly more serious than those suffered in this case. We hasten to add that the conduct was despicable, reprehensible, and brutal, but what has been recognized as battery and what has been recognized as aggravated battery is separated by a considerable chasm which the legislature may want to address. We did talk about this last year and expand the aggravated assault and battery statute, but I'm actually asking for this step as a better remedy. About half of the prosecutors in the state do say this is a good idea, and the other half are kind of ambivalent or say they won't use it. So I'll put that out there, but I would ask for your favorable recommendation and support, and it's another tool in the toolbox we can use.
2 minutes now on the rebuttal. I believe Representative Lubnow. Up to 1 minute each. Representative Lubnow first.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Wyoming Statute 62504 says a person is guilty of aggravated battery if he causes serious bodily injury to another or intentionally, knowingly, recklessly under circumstances manifesting extreme indifference to the value of human life. If you look at the list on page 2 and 3 of the bill, a major avulsion, chemical election or friction or scalding, bone fracture, serious concussion, all the way down, I don't see anything in there that's not serious bodily injury. So my question is, what's different than what we already have in this bill?
Thank you. I think Mr. Majority Floor Leader in opposition to the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. The problem with this bill is that with those definitions, you're creating another new class of substantial bodily injuries. You can see on page 2. And if you look at the statute under 61104 A10, you compare that to serious bodily injury, and you're setting this up to be very confusing, and I would echo the comments of the good representative from Campbell County on that. The other issue is the case that was cited by the proponent here. We solved this last year by adding the word attempt in our aggravated battery statutes under 62502, so that if somebody does recover from these terrible injuries, the attempt, just because they recovered, doesn't mean that it's not going to be charged or that they can't get a conviction. And the other thing I would submit, if anybody did what's described under this bill, it shouldn't be a 5-year or 2-year felony. It should be the 10-year felony we currently have on the books.
30-second rebuttal. Representative Swanitzer.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. For about one day a year, I wish I had gotten a law degree, and this is one of those days. But this does mention substantial bodily injury, not serious, and I would submit to you that it is another tool in the toolbox. It's brought, it was encouraged by certain county attorneys for me to bring to this body because they said last year's wasn't enough in their view. But there are some major, serious consequences, but none of them are permanently lasting. And so the 5-year is another tool in the toolbox that we can charge under if a jury won't convict for their full 10 years. I guess it's a policy decision for this body. Thank you.
Time. Thank you, Representative Wong. So Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Anderson. Bagby.
No.
Barbuto.
No.
Berger.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Flickrey.
No.
Bonner.
No.
Brechtel.
No.
Brown.
No.
Buchanan.
No.
Byrd.
Aye.
Kennedy.
No.
Carson.
Aye.
Childers.
No.
Cohey.
No.
Connolly.
Aye.
Kraft.
Aye.
Davison.
Aye.
Dirks.
Aye.
Edmonds.
No.
Esquivel.
Gilmore,
aye. Gingery,
aye.
Goggles,
aye.
Hales,
aye.
Hallinan excused, Hammonds,
aye.
Harshman,
no.
Harvey,
aye.
Illaway,
no.
Gaggy,
aye.
Jorgensen,
aye.
Kimball,
no.
Landon,
no.
Lockhart,
no.
Lubnow,
no.
Madden,
aye.
McKim,
no.
McComey,
no.
Miller, Millen,
aye.
Moniz,
no.
Patton,
aye.
Peasley,
no.
Pedersen,
no.
Peterson,
no.
Philp excused. Korberg.
No.
Roscoe.
Aye.
Semlich.
No.
Shepperson.
No.
Stewart.
No.
Stubson.
No.
Teeters.
No.
Thompson.
No.
Throne.
No.
Wallace.
No.
Zwanitzer Dan.
Aye.
Zwanitzer Dave.
No.
Mr. Speaker.
No.
I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 23 ayes, 35 noes, 2 excused.
Having failing to receive the required two-thirds, House Bill 112 is indefinitely postponed. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 113.
House Bill 113, introduced by Representative Korberg.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to concealed weapon authority.
Representative Korberg.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Chairman, I move House Bill 113 and ask for your favorable consideration. Mr. Chairman, this body is no stranger to leading the way in recognizing and ultimately codifying the ability of Wyoming citizens to protect and defend themselves, and this bill is really no different than that. Last year, this body initiated the Castle Doctrine, which successfully went through the process and was signed into law. In 2006, this body considered this particular piece of legislation also favorably, and this is the first time that we've seen it back. The essence of this piece of legislation is granting to the, or actually codifying to the citizens of Wyoming, the authority to carry a firearm concealed without a permit. And it basically carries with it the same restrictions as if you were carrying with a permit, with a few exceptions. You're not required to go through the class. But it's significant to understand the permitting process will still be in place. So if you are permitted, you'll carry reciprocity into another state. This bill will simply give you the right to carry concealed only in Wyoming a firearm. And I'd like the opportunity, obviously, to have the ability to discuss this with you and further, and I do ask for your favorable consideration at this time. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Any opposition to the bill? Seeing none, the chief clerk will call the roll.
Anderson.
Aye.
Bagby. Bagby. Barbudo.
No.
Berger.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Blickrey. Blickrey?
Aye.
Bonner?
Aye.
Brechtel?
Aye.
Brown?
Aye.
Buchanan? Buchanan?
Aye.
Buchanan, aye. Bird?
Aye.
Kennedy?
Aye.
Carson?
Aye.
Childers?
Aye.
Cohey?
Aye.
Connolly?
Aye.
Kraft?
Aye.
Davison?
Aye.
Dirks? Edmonds,
aye.
Esquivel,
aye.
Gilmore,
aye.
Gingery,
aye.
Goggles,
aye.
Hales,
aye.
Hallinan excused, Hammonds,
aye.
Harshman,
aye.
Harvey,
aye.
Illaway,
aye.
Yagi,
aye.
Jorgensen,
no.
Kimball,
aye.
Landon,
aye.
Lockhart,
aye.
Lubno,
aye.
Madden,
aye.
McKim,
aye.
McComey,
aye.
Miller,
aye.
Millen,
aye.
Moniz, Patton,
no.
Peasley,
aye.
Pedersen, Pedersen, Peterson,
aye.
Peterson,
aye.
Philp excused, Korberg,
aye.
Roscoe,
aye.
Semlich,
aye.
Shepperson,
aye.
Stewart,
aye.
Stubson,
aye.
Teeters,
aye.
Thompson,
aye.
Throne,
aye.
Wallace,
aye.
Zwanitzer Dan,
aye.
Zwanitzer Dave. Mr. Speaker.
Aye.
Bagby.
Aye.
Pedersen.
Aye.
I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Bird. Aye to no. Are there any other changes? The vote is closed. 52 ayes, 6 noes, 2 excused.
Having received the required two-thirds vote, House Bill number 113 is referred to Committee number 1, Judiciary. Next bill for our consideration is
Mr.
House
Chairman, excuse me, may I have...
Mr. Speaker.
May I have privilege for one
floor.
More?
Yep.
Ladies and gentlemen, on your revised list, House Bill 119 is the next bill.
When we finish that bill, we will then go into second reading, and if we need to, we'll go into general file because the other bills, we can't do those until after 3 p.m. They have to be on the floor for 24 hours. So just to give you a heads up, we'll do this next bill and then go to second reading and possibly into general file.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Speaker. I think we were on House Bill 119. Reading clerk will read the bill.
House Bill 119, introduced by Representative Kraft, an act relating to public health nursing.
First reading of the bill.
Thank you.
Representative Kraft.
Thank you, Representative Harshman. I move House Bill number 119, and I ask for your favorable consideration. What this bill does is provide an alternative for the funding of local public health nursing programs. Currently, the department arbitrarily assigns state-employed nurses to each county. Then they contract with them. The state pays 65% of the salary and the benefits. The local entity pays 35%, plus all the operating expenses. Now, these nurses are state employees subject to state regulation, but they're working side by side with locally employed nurses who are doing exactly the same thing, but working under local policies. Now, in many instances, the local entity has to supplement the salary paid by the state so that these nurses can even be on the same salary schedule. One county said, "We go to great lengths to treat all of our nurses equally and avoid having two different camps, them versus us. If we have two nurses doing the same job side by side, we believe they should be treated equally in all respects, and it's becoming almost impossible." This bill is totally permissive. It includes no new money. If counties choose to operate within the current structure, they are absolutely free to do so. But with this bill, counties have the option of contracting with the state to have 65% salary that's paid by the state go directly to the local entity, allowing the nurses to be local employees following the same policies and procedures. Now, the state does not lose control. They continue to operate just like they do with all grants. They are controlled by contract, specified performance, and operating requirements. Maintaining control is in the hands of the state, but it eliminates the problems of conflicting policies, salary schedules, and it increases efficiency at the local level. Now, this isn't a new idea, and it hasn't been approached casually. You all got big packets of materials to testify to the amount of work that's been done already. It's been discussed extensively by local groups with the department.
Time. Excuse me.
Time.
Is there any opposition to the bill, Chairman McComey?
I'm not really in opposition, but I wanted to know some clarification. What about the benefits if that occurs? Who's responsible for the benefits?
Thank you, Chair.
Excuse me. We have one more to speak in opposition. Representative Hales.
There it is. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This is not a simple bill. It is very complex. It basically reorganizes the public health nursing organization. I had sent to you a white paper that was emailed to me by Dr. Sherrard, and he has indicated that the proposed legislation will change the fiscal and reporting structure of the current system. There will be additional funding needed, both on a one-time basis and on ongoing, to assure the compliance with personnel matters. The State Attorney General, and you have that in your folder, has indicated that it will cost us an additional $3 million.
Excuse me, time is up. Thank you. 30-second rebuttal now.
Thank you. Actually, that the money that the good representative just referred to is exactly the question the good chairman asked. What about the benefits? All that money is vacation and sick leave for 98 state nurses. We called every county in the state and discovered that there are only three that choose to do this at this time. One county doesn't even employ state nurses. We're talking about possibly 20 nurses. And this isn't new money. This is their benefits. This is their sick leave and their vacation leave that the state owes. So it isn't a question of if they pay it. It's a question of
when
they pay it.
Thank you, time. Thank you, Representative Kraft. Thank you. The chief clerk will now call the roll. Thank you.
Anderson. Bagby. Barbudo.
Aye.
Berger.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Flickrey.
No.
Bonner.
Aye.
Brechtel. Brechtel. Brown.
Aye.
Buchanan.
No.
Bird.
Aye.
Kennedy.
No.
Carson.
Aye.
Childers.
Aye.
Cohey.
Aye.
Connolly.
Aye.
Kraft.
Aye.
Davison.
Aye.
Dirks.
Aye.
Edmonds.
Esquivel, aye.
Gilmore,
aye.
Gingery,
no.
Goggles,
aye.
Hales,
no.
Hallinan excused, Hammonds,
aye.
Harshman,
aye.
Harvey,
aye.
Illaway,
aye.
Yagi,
aye.
Jorgensen,
aye.
Kimball,
aye.
Landon,
aye.
Lockhart,
aye.
Lubno,
aye.
Madden,
aye.
McKim,
aye.
McComey,
aye.
Miller,
Millen,
Moniz, Patton,
aye.
Peasley,
no.
Pedersen,
no.
Peterson,
aye.
Philp excused, Korberg,
no.
Roscoe,
aye.
Simlick,
no.
Shepperson,
no.
Stewart,
no.
Stubson,
no.
Teeters,
no.
Thompson,
aye.
Throne,
aye.
Wallace,
aye.
Zwanitzer Dan,
aye.
Zwanitzer Dave,
aye.
Mr. Speaker. I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Are there any changes? Blickery? No to aye. Are there any other changes? The vote is closed. 41 ayes, 17 noes, 2 excused.
Having received the necessary two-thirds, House Bill 119 is referred to Committee Number 10, Labor. Ladies and gentlemen, we do have another change in our schedule. We'd like you to move to the bottom of your list, next to the bottom, actually. It's House Bill 93 that you'll recall we moved this morning. It's been here for 24 hours, so we're going to go ahead and introduce House Bill 93. So next bill for our consideration is House Bill 93. The reading clerk will read the bill.
House Bill 93, introduced by Representative Throne, an act relating to the Wyoming Occupational Health and Safety Act.
First reading of the bill. Representative Throne.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move introduction of House Bill 93 and urge you to vote for introduction. This bill is the product of the Workplace Safety Task Force. As I believe everyone is aware in this body, historically Wyoming has had one of the worst workplace safety records in the country. And one issue identified by the task force was lack of adequate enforcement. It's certainly not the only issue, but it's one piece of the puzzle. So what this bill does is propose increased penalties. It's supported by our leading oil and gas organization. It's supported by our contractors, industry. And the reason they do that is because it's not fair when one company works hard to promote safety and another company doesn't, and they face no consequences. We need to tell the people of Wyoming and the workers of Wyoming that they matter to us. Because I can tell you that right now, if you're in the oil and gas industry and you put an engine at an oil and gas site without a proper permit, even if it doesn't have any emissions problems, you will be assessed a $5,000 penalty by our regulatory agency. On the other hand, you could have a safety violation that leads to the death of one of your workers, and you might pay a little bit more than that. So I think we need to ratchet up the penalties to promote worker safety. Thank you.
Thank you. Any opposition to the bill? Seeing none, the chief clerk will call the roll.
Anderson.
Aye.
Bagby.
Aye.
Barbudo.
Aye.
Berger.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Flickrey.
Bonner,
aye. Brechtel,
no.
Brown,
aye.
Buchanan,
aye.
Bird,
aye.
Kennedy,
aye.
Carson.
Aye.
Childers.
Aye.
Cohey.
Aye.
Connolly.
Aye.
Kraft.
Aye.
Davison.
Aye.
Dirks.
Aye.
Edmonds.
Aye.
Esquivel.
Aye.
Gilmore.
Aye.
Gingery.
Aye.
Goggles.
Aye.
Hales.
Aye.
Hallinan excused. Hammonds.
Aye.
Harshman.
Aye.
Harvey.
Aye.
Illaway.
Aye.
Yagi.
Aye.
Jorgensen.
Aye.
Kimball.
Aye.
Landon. Lockhart, Lubno, Madden, McKim, McComey, Miller, Millen, Moniz, Patton, Peasley, Pedersen, Peterson, Philp excused, Korberg, Roscoe, Simlick, Shepperson, Stewart, Stubson, Teeters, Thompson, Throne, Wallace, Swanitzer Dan. Swanitzer Dave.
Aye.
Mr. Speaker.
Aye.
I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 56 ayes, 2 noes, 2 excused.
House Bill 93 is referred to Committee Number 9, Minerals. Representative Gilmore, you may have privilege of the floor.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I hope I didn't spell something wrong today because the Queen of Checking from Natrona County, ex-Representative Ann Robinson, is up there watching us, so make sure we do it right.
Representative Robinson, it's nice to see you. It's always nice to have you here at the House, and hope you can come back. Nice to see you. We're at that order of business, a bill on second reading. The first bill for our consideration is House Bill 4.
House Bill 4, introduced by the Mental Health, an act relating to criminal procedure, time limits for competency evaluations.
House Bill 4, having read two separate times, the question is, shall the bill be read a third time? Hearing no objection, it is so ordered. Excuse me, Chairman Childers, are you wanting privilege or...
Yes, sir.
Please proceed.
Well, there's another former representative here that's been my running mate, along with Representative Phelps, on a number of issues. And I'd like you to recognize Carolyn Pasnow up in the gallery.
Carolyn, it's nice to see you, too. I'm sorry I didn't have my glasses on, and I can make out images, but not. But welcome. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 7.
House Bill 7, introduced by the Corporation Committee, an act relating to election code revisions.
House Bill 7, having been read two separate times, the question is, shall the bill be read a third time? Hearing no objection, it is so ordered. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 10.
House Bill 10, introduced by Corporations, an act relating to electrical safety.
House Bill 10, having been read two separate times, the question is, shall the bill be read a third time? Hearing no objection, it is so ordered. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 25.
House Bill 25, introduced by the Labor Committee, an act relating to Public Assistance Child Care Development Fund.
House Bill 25, having been read two separate times, the question is, shall the bill be read a third time? Hearing no objection, it is so ordered. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 48.
House Bill 48, introduced by the Education Committee, an act relating to school finance audits.
House Bill 48, having been read two separate times, the question is, shall the bill be read a third time? Hearing no objection, it is so ordered. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 55.
House Bill 55, introduced by the Education Committee, an act relating to foreign language in public schools.
House Bill 55, having been read two separate times, the question is, shall the bill be read a third time? Hearing no objection, it is so ordered. Reports from standing committees.
Mr. Speaker, your committee number 2, Appropriations, to whom is referred House Bill 17, respectfully reports same back to the House with recommendation that it do pass with the following amendments. Ayes, Berger, Hammonds, Harshman, Jorgensen, Pedersen, Stewart, excused, Phelps. Signed, Representative Berger, Chairman. Mr. Speaker, your committee number 2, Appropriations, to whom is referred House Joint Resolution number 4, respectfully reports same back to the House with recommendation that it do pass. Hyas, Berger, Hammonds, Harshman, Jorgensen, Pedersen, Stewart, excused, Philp. Signed, Representative Berger, Chairman. Mr. Speaker, your committee number 4, Education, to whom is referred House Bill 16, respectfully reports same back to the House with recommendation that it do pass with the following amendments. Ayes, Brechtel, Connolly, Kraft, Dirks, Yagi, Lubno, McKim, McComey, Teeters. Signed, Representative McComey, Chairman. Mr. Speaker, your committee number 4, Education, to whom was referred House Bill 41, respectfully reports same back to the House with recommendation that it do pass. Ayes, Brechtel, Connolly, Kraft, Dirks, Yagi, Lubno, McKim, McComey, Teeters. Signed, Representative McComey, Chairman. Mr. Speaker, your committee number 5, Agriculture, State, and Public Lands and Water Resources, to whom is referred House Bill 2, respectfully reports same back to the House with the recommendation that it do pass with the following amendments. Ayes, Blake, Carson, Edmonds, Gilmore, Moniz, Semlek, Teeters, Wallace, Zwanisser, Dan. Signed, Representative Semlek, Chairman. Mr. Speaker, your committee number 5, Agriculture, State, and Public Lands and Water Resources, to whom is referred House Bill 46, respectfully reports same back to the House with the recommendation that it do pass. Ayes, Blake, Carson, Edmonds, Gilmore, Moniz, Semlek, Teeters, Wallace, Zwanitzer, Dan. Signed, Representative Semlek, Chairman. Mr. Speaker, your committee number 6, Travel, Recreation, Wildlife, and Cultural Resources, to whom is referred House Bill 18, respectfully reports same back to the House with recommendation that it do pass with the following amendments. Ayes, Bonner, Brown, Childers, Connolly, Davison, Yagi, Millen, Shepperson, Thompson. Signed, Representative Childers, Chairman. Mr. Speaker, your committee number 10, Labor, Health, and Social Services, to whom is referred House Bill 26, respectfully reports same back to the House with recommendation that it do pass with the following amendments. Ayes, Bonner, Davison, Escobel, Harvey, Kimball, Landon, Millen, Shepperson. Excused, Hallinan. Signed, Representative Landon, Chairman. Mr. Speaker, your committee number 10, Labor, Health, and Social Services, to whom is referred House Bill 32, respectfully reports same back to the House with recommendation that it do pass with the following amendments. Ayes, Bonner, Davison, Escobel, Harvey, Kimball, Landon, Millen, Shepperson. Excused, Hallinan. Signed, Representative Landon, Chairman.
Ladies and gentlemen, the House will stand at ease until the strike of 3 o'clock. Excuse me, Representative Childers.
May I make a re-referral?
Yes, please.
Mr. Speaker, I would like to re-refer House Bill 18, Aquatic Invasive Species, to the Appropriations Committee. It does have a more than one appropriation.
Hearing no objection, it is so ordered. Are there any other re-referrals? Chairman Semlek.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'd like to re-refer House Bill number 46, Omnibus Water Bill Planning, to Appropriations. Committee number 2, Appropriations. Thank you.
Thank you. Hearing no objection, it is so ordered. Any other re-referrals? All righty. Well, the House will stand at ease until 3 o'clock sharp. Thank you. Will the House please come to order? We are still on that order of business of introduction, reading, and reference of bills. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 124.
House Bill 124, introduced by Representative Brown.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to lien statement notice.
Representative Brown.
Mr. Chairman, I move House Bill 124 and urge your favorable consideration. This is a matter that came up during a committee hearing. With respect to oil and gas liens, the county clerks requested that they be reimbursed for the certified mail, well, the mailing fees that they're incurring when oil and gas liens are filed. We took a look at this and contrasted it to regular mechanics liens. In regular mechanics liens, the lien claimant mails the notice. For some reason, in oil and gas liens, where sometimes there's 100 parties involved, the burden is falls on the county clerk to send that notice, only because we say so. So this bill was hastily drafted. I would urge your favorable consideration. We'll look at it carefully in committee, but we really didn't see any reason why the county clerk ought to have to mail these notices at all for oil and gas liens when they don't for any other kind of lien. So that's the essence of the bill, and I'd urge your favorable consideration.
Is there any opposition to the bill? Hearing none, the chief clerk will please call the roll.
Anderson. Bagby. Barbudo.
Aye.
Berger.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Flickery. Flickery.
Aye.
Bonner.
Aye.
Brechtel.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Buchanan.
Aye.
Bird.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Carson.
Aye.
Childers.
Aye. Chil-
Cohey.
Aye.
Connolly.
Aye.
Kraft. Davison,
aye.
Dirks,
aye.
Edmonds,
aye.
Esquivel,
aye.
Gilmore,
aye.
Gingery,
aye.
Goggles,
aye.
Hales,
aye.
Hallinan excused, Hammonds,
aye.
Harshman,
aye.
Harvey,
aye.
Illaway,
aye.
Yagi,
aye.
Jorgensen,
aye.
Kimball,
aye.
Landon,
aye.
Lockhart,
aye.
Lubnow,
aye.
Madden,
aye.
McKim,
aye.
McComey,
aye.
Miller,
aye.
Millen,
aye.
Moniz, Patton,
aye.
Peasley,
aye.
Pedersen,
aye.
Peterson,
aye.
Philp excused, Korberg,
aye.
Roscoe,
aye.
Simlick,
aye.
Shepperson,
aye.
Stewart,
aye.
Stubson,
aye.
Peters,
aye.
Thompson,
aye.
Throne,
aye.
Throne, okay, Wallace,
aye.
Zwanitzer Dan,
aye.
Zwanitzer Dave,
aye.
Mr. Speaker.
Aye. Throne is excused.
Throne excused. I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 57 ayes, 3 excused.
House Bill 124 is referred to Committee Number 1, Judiciary. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 132.
House Bill 132, introduced by Representative Davison, an act relating to homicide during pregnancy.
First reading of the bill. Representative Davison.
I'd like to move House Bill 132 and encourage your yes vote, and I'll turn the explanation over to Representative Harvey.
Mr. Chairman.
Representative Harvey.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. This bill is about enhanced penalty during when a woman is murdered during pregnancy. This is not about defining when life begins. It's not about claiming that there are two lives involved, although many people believe that that is true. This is about stopping a particular crime, a particular class of crime. 20% of the women who die during pregnancy die as a result of homicide. Most of the women murdered, 56%, were shot to death, while the rest were either stabbed or strangled. It's a very vulnerable time for women. This bill would impose a consecutive penalty of 20 years. This bill There was a similar bill brought, one that was that covered the same topic 3 years ago that was vetoed. But I think that this would be a compromise that is something that can be supported, and I would urge your aye vote on introduction. Thank you.
Is there any opposition to the bill? Hearing none, will the chief clerk please call the roll?
Anderson. Bagby. Barbudo. Berger. Flake. Flickery. Bonner. Brechtel. Brown. Buchanan. Byrd. Kennedy. Carson. Childers. Cohey. Connolly. Kraft. Davison. Dirks. Edmonds. Esquivel. Gilmore. Gingery. Goggles. Hales. Hallinan excused. Hammonds. Harshman. Harvey. Illaway. Yagi. Jorgensen. Kimball. Landon. Lockhart. Lubno. Madden. McKim. McComey. Miller. Millen. Moniz. Patton. Peasley. Pedersen. Peterson. Philp excused. Korberg. Roscoe. Semlick. Shepperson. Stewart. Stubson. Teeters. Thompson. Throne excused. Wallace. Zwanitzer Dan. Zwanitzer Dave. Mr. Speaker.
Aye.
I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Brechtel. Aye to no. Are there any other changes? The vote is closed. 55 ayes, 2 noes, 3 excused.
House Bill 132 is referred to Committee Number 1, Judiciary. I would like to correct the referral on House Bill 124. Instead of Committee Number 1, Judiciary, House Bill 124 is referred to Committee Number 7, Corporations. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 126.
House Bill 126, introduced by Representative Korberg.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to the state budget process.
Representative Korberg.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker, I move House Bill 126 and ask for this body's favorable consideration on introduction. Mr. Speaker, members of the 60th, this bill is my first attempt at providing the Joint Appropriations Committee with another tool to allow them to have a better, more thorough look at each individual agency. And it's just simply allows for them to set up a rotating schedule once every 10 years for each state agency to have to build a budget from the bottom up. And this would be what I would call a zero-based budget. And they would determine the rotation, and this would be the budget on a biennium basis that would be presented to them, thus giving them an opportunity to review the budget in its totality and to have the agency explain and justify all of perhaps the different programs and things that have gone on over time that we might not have the institutional knowledge as this body and as the membership of the Joint Appropriations Committee changes. I just believe that I want the opportunity to discuss this. This is an opportunity an idea that I've had for quite a few years, and so this is the bill that I offer you today. Thank you.
Opposition, Representative McComey.
Well, thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'm not sure it's opposition. I'm just concerned about the volumes of time and event and things it would require. We better have an appropriations committee that could probably meet, I'd say, 4 months out of the year. I've got real concerns about this, and how much more would that cost just to do that? So just a caution to the body. It's one of those things that has a good-sounding name to it, but I'm not sure it's going to solve our problem.
Anyone else in opposition? Seeing none, Representative Korberg, your rebuttal.
Well, thank you, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker, I would not anticipate that once every 10 years on a rotating schedule, they would not be dealing with every budget, every biennium.
that it would involve 4 months of their time. I do imagine that they would have to spend a couple of more days down here because they would be looking at a specific agency's budget more thoroughly than they would the rest of them as they approach them through the Joint Appropriation Committee budget. Thank you.
Will Chief Clerk please call the roll?
Anderson. Bagby. Barbuto.
No.
Berger.
Aye.
Blake.
No.
Flickrey. Bonner.
Aye.
Brechtel. Brown.
Aye.
Buchanan.
Aye.
Byrd.
No.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Carson.
No.
Childers.
Aye.
Cohey.
Aye.
Connolly.
Aye.
Kraft.
Aye.
Davison.
Aye.
Dirks.
No.
Edmonds.
Aye.
Esquivel.
No.
Gilmore.
Aye.
Gingery.
Aye.
Goggles.
No.
Hales.
No.
Hallinan excused. Hammonds.
No.
Harshman.
Harvey,
aye. Illaway,
aye.
Yagi,
aye.
Jorgensen,
no.
Kimball,
no.
Landon,
aye.
Lockhart,
aye.
Lubno,
aye.
Madden,
aye.
McKim,
aye.
McComey,
no.
Miller,
aye.
Millen,
aye.
Moniz,
aye.
Patton,
no.
Peasley,
aye.
Pedersen,
aye.
Peterson,
no.
Philp excused, Korberg,
aye.
Roscoe,
no.
Simlick,
aye.
Shepperson, Stewart,
aye.
Stubson,
aye.
Teeters,
aye.
Thompson,
no.
Throne excused, Wallace,
aye.
Zwanitzer Dan,
aye.
Zwanitzer Dave,
aye.
Mr. Speaker,
aye.
I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed, 40 ayes, 17 noes, 3 excused.
House Bill 126 is referred to Committee Number 2, Appropriations. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 129.
House Bill 129, introduced by Representative Miller.
First reading of the bill.
An act involving education, the University of Wyoming Athletics Hall of Fame Scholarship.
Representative Miller.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move House Bill 129, University of Wyoming Athletics Hall of Fame Scholarship. Folks, it's came to my attention last fall when I was cruising around and reading some things on the internet and ran into an article about one of our ex-Hall of Fame members and a star athlete at University of Wyoming, and he had run into rough times and was back in college in the state he originally came from and was trying to get his bachelor's degree. And so that kind of triggered an inquiry on my part of how many of our athletes really graduate, and I just left it to the Hall of Fame people, and I'm a little bit shocked at how many actually don't graduate with a UW degree, let alone any college degree. So this bill is meant to help some of those people that had an outstanding career promoting the name of Wyoming around the country and athletic endeavors to give maybe a little bit back to them that they didn't come away with from Wyoming. So, again, this isn't a big effort. I doubt if we have many, many participants. But this bill allows an individual to make application to the Hall of Fame Scholarship Group, and they can grant one per year to any Hall of Fame member that did not graduate from Wyoming or any four-year school anywhere. So, again, it's a simple statement maybe for a thank you to them for service they granted to Wyoming, recruiting them to come Wyoming and help promote Wyoming sports. So I ask for your favorable consideration. Thank you.
Chairman Cohey, in opposition.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. With all due respect to the intent and the sponsor of the bill, I understand it completely. But aside from questioning its constitutional nature, I think this is best left to the private sector. I know a lot of people in Wyoming do provide scholarships, particularly to student-athletes. I'm one. I would suggest that's the way you go with it.
Representative Hammonds.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I think the concept is wonderful, and I think that the state needs to take very seriously that our student-athletes are educated. However, because of my service on the Board of Trustees, I have some
familiarity with this. There is a private fundraising group that's a branch of the University of Wyoming. I can't say their name, but I'd be willing to bet that most of you know their song and might have contributed to them. They are devoted to having scholarships exactly for this type of purpose, and that those young people who want to complete their degrees have scholarships made available to them regularly. The amount, I don't think it needs to come from the general fund. I think it needs to come from the pockets of the people of Wyoming who love our athletic teams at the university.
Anyone else in opposition? Representative Miller, your rebuttal.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. All good arguments and all valid arguments, but the bottom line is those scholarships are available. I don't know if they're being made available for folks that were here 20 or 30 years ago. I just don't know. I don't know the answer to that. Again, I don't necessarily think the money needs to come from the general fund. I imagine the university probably has plenty of money to do this, or maybe they could coordinate the efforts with this private fund or private sector. So, again, I'd like your favorable consideration, and let's get this discussed in committee. Thank you.
Will Chief Clerk please call the roll?
Anderson.
Aye.
Bagby.
Aye.
Barbuto.
No.
Berger.
No.
Blake.
No.
Blickrey.
No.
Bonner.
No.
Brechtel.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Buchanan.
No.
Bird.
No.
Kennedy.
No.
Carson.
No.
Childers.
No.
Cohey. Connolly,
no.
Kraft,
no.
Davison,
no.
Dirks,
no.
Edmonds,
no.
Esquivel,
aye.
Gilmore,
no.
Gingery,
no.
Goggles,
aye.
Hales,
aye.
Hales,
aye.
Hallinan excused, Hammonds,
no.
Harshman,
aye.
Harvey,
aye.
Illaway,
no.
Yagi,
no.
Jorgensen,
no.
Kimball,
no.
Landon,
no.
Lockhart, Lubno.
Aye.
Madden. Madden.
Aye.
McKim.
Aye.
McComey.
Aye.
Miller.
Aye.
Millen.
No.
Moniz.
No.
Patton.
No.
Peasley.
Yes.
Peasley.
Yes.
Patterson.
Aye.
Peterson.
No.
Philp excused. Korberg.
No.
Roscoe.
No.
Semlick.
No.
Shepperson.
No.
Stewart. Stubson,
no.
Teeters,
no.
Thompson,
no.
Throne excused, Wallace,
no.
Swanitzer Dan,
no.
Swanitzer Dave,
no.
Mr. Speaker,
no.
I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 16 ayes, 41 noes, 3 excused.
House Bill 129, having failed to receive the affirmative vote of 2/3 of the members elected to the House, is indefinitely postponed. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 122.
House Bill 122, introduced by Representative Wallace.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to disposal of livestock.
Representative Wallace.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move to introduce House Bill 122 and ask for your favorable consideration. Currently under Wyoming state law, whenever there is an animal whose ownership cannot be identified or who, through other circumstances, they all become the responsibility of the Board of Livestock. And currently they have only one option, which is to sell the animal at public sale. In the last few years, we heard from our state veterinarian last year that feral hogs, which are a huge problem in other parts of the country, are in neighboring states and will undoubtedly be crossing our borders any time, and we're going to have to be dealing with them. Last year we had to deal with goats, feral goats that are on Laramie Peak, and of course many of you are aware of the situation around horses. In fact, this summer there were 243 head of horses gathered off of, feral horses gathered off of private lands in the southwestern part of the state, and they automatically became the responsibility of the board. They sold them at public sale, of course, with no market. They sold the entire lot for $1. The Board of Livestock was had to pay the bill for the feed and care for over 10 days. That bill amounted to something over $12,000.
That's actually cheap. When they have to pick up horses that are abandoned, two or three at a time, those kind of horses, the costs for those horses are generally in the neighborhood of $1,200 to $1,500 a piece, which can no way can they recoup that kind of expense.
Excuse
so
me.
What this bill...
Time. Oh. Time. Thank you. Any opposition? Seeing none, the chief clerk will call the roll.
Anderson,
aye.
Bagby,
aye.
Barbudo,
no.
Berger,
aye.
Blake,
aye.
Flickrey,
aye.
Bonner,
aye.
Brechtel,
aye.
Brown,
aye.
Buchanan,
aye.
Byrd,
aye.
Kennedy,
aye.
Carson,
aye.
Childers,
aye.
Cohey,
aye.
Connolly,
aye.
Kraft,
aye.
Davison,
aye.
Dirks,
aye.
Edmonds,
aye.
Esquivel,
aye.
Gilmore, Gingery,
aye.
Goggles,
aye.
Hales,
aye.
Hallinan excused, Hammonds,
aye.
Harshman,
aye.
Harvey,
aye.
Illaway,
aye.
Yagi,
aye.
Jorgensen,
aye.
Kimball,
aye.
Landon,
aye.
Lockhart,
aye.
Lubno,
aye.
Madden,
aye.
McKim,
aye.
McComey,
aye.
Miller,
aye.
Millen,
aye.
Moniz,
aye.
Patton,
aye.
Peasley, Pedersen,
aye.
Peterson,
aye.
Philp, excused, Korberg,
aye.
Roscoe,
aye.
Simlick,
aye.
Shepperson,
aye.
Stewart,
aye.
Stubson,
aye.
Peters,
aye.
Thompson,
aye.
Throne, excused, Wallace,
aye.
Swanitzer Dan,
aye.
Swanitzer Dave,
aye.
Mr. Speaker,
aye.
I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed, 56 ayes, 1 no, 3 excused.
Thank you. Having received the two-thirds necessary vote, House Bill 122 is referred to Committee Number 5, Agriculture. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 125.
House Bill 125, introduced by Representative Brown.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to subdivisions, separately acquired properties.
Representative Brown.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move House Bill 125 and ask for your favorable consideration. This bill is intended to address an anomaly that has arisen up in the middle of the state. The problem is whether two parcels acquired by an individual become melded together to be one parcel for purposes of the subdivision regulations. There's a bill in the other house that's been admitted that tries to address this problem one way. This is a bill that tries to address it another way. LSO is still struggling with the language, as are the lawyers. I would ask for your favorable consideration so that we have both this bill and that other bill in play until we can figure out what we're doing. The problem is that if two parcels are acquired by two individuals, they're not subject to the subdivision regulations if they're then conveyed. But in this county, in this particular county, if they're acquired by one individual, they're considered to be melded together. And then if there's an attempt to convey the one again without the other, that's considered to be a subdivision. It wouldn't be a subdivision if it were two people, and it's something we need to get straightened out. So I'd ask for your favorable consideration, and I understand that there will be considerable work on this before you consider it on general file.
Any opposition? Seeing none, the chief clerk will call the roll.
Anderson,
aye.
Bagby,
aye.
Barbudo,
aye.
Berger,
aye.
Blake,
aye.
Flickrey,
aye.
Bonner,
aye.
Brechtel,
aye.
Brown,
aye.
Buchanan,
aye.
Byrd,
aye.
Kennedy,
aye.
Carson,
aye.
Childers,
aye.
Cohey,
aye.
Connolly,
aye.
Kraft,
aye.
Davison,
aye.
Dirks,
aye.
Edmonds,
aye.
Esquivel,
aye.
Gilmore,
aye.
Gingery,
aye.
Goggles,
aye.
Hales, Hallinan excused, Hammonds,
aye.
Harshman,
aye.
Harvey,
aye.
Illaway,
aye.
Yagi,
aye.
Jorgensen,
aye.
Kimball,
aye.
Landon,
aye.
Lockhart,
aye.
Lubno,
aye.
Lubno,
aye.
Madden,
aye.
McKim,
aye.
McComey,
aye.
Miller,
aye.
Millen,
aye.
Moniz,
aye.
Patton,
aye.
Peasley,
aye.
Pedersen,
aye.
Peterson,
aye.
Philp excused, Korberg,
aye.
Roscoe,
aye.
Simlick,
aye.
Shepperson,
aye.
Stewart.
Aye.
Stebson.
Aye.
Teeters.
Aye.
Thompson.
Aye.
Throne excused. Wallace.
Aye.
Swanitzer Dan.
Aye.
Swanitzer Dave.
Aye.
Mr. Speaker.
Aye.
I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 57 ayes, 3 excused.
Having received the necessary two-thirds vote, House Bill 125 is referred to Committee Number 7, Corporations. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 128.
House Bill 128, introduced by Representative Simpson.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to health insurance, interstate purchase.
Chairman, I move for the introduction of House Bill 128. An act relating to health insurance and authorizing the sale in Wyoming of health insurance by out-of-state insurers without a Wyoming certificate of authority as specified, essentially allowing the purchase of health insurance across state lines, which has been the centerpiece of many reform initiatives and seems to me to be another one of those pieces that we as a state legislature can address, where we allow for this purchase and creates greater affordability and availability of health insurance, which is key to a free market system. And you'll see that there are a variety of disclaimers that would go in the application for the participation in this out-of-state disability insurance plan or the health benefit plan. And I would love to get this bill to committee and have a great discussion about whether or not this is truly something that can work for Wyoming and possibly we can model it for other states in the country. I know other states are looking at it right now, but it is the centerpiece of a lot of discussion you hear about health insurance reform and reducing the cost of health care, and I believe this can help. Thank you.
Thank you. In opposition, Representative Jorgensen.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. You all know that health care insurance is a very complex issue. I wish the committee well in dealing with this, but let me just suggest or at least raise the question that if you buy out-of-state insurance subject to, as the disclaimer says, the rules and regulations of that state, there may very well, in fact, there will likely be a limitation of liability in there because every state around it, surrounding us has a limitation of liability for medical malpractice issues. And I am not sure that the buyer of the policy is, in all cases, astute enough to determine that for their own good. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Any further opposition? Seeing none, the Chief Clerk, rebuttal, 30 seconds, Mr. Speaker.
You can buy all kinds of insurance across state lines. You ought to be able to choose your health insurance. I'm not sure quite how to address the last comment, but let's examine this. It's talked about all over the place. We're the state legislature. We look at these policy issues. Let's get with it.
Okay, so we'll take roll call. Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Chief Clerk will call the roll. Let's get with that, Chief Clerk.
Anderson.
Aye.
Bagby.
Aye.
Barbudo.
Aye.
Berger.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Flickrey.
Aye.
Bonner.
Conflict.
Bonner conflict. Brechtel.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Buchanan.
Aye.
Bird.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Carson.
Aye.
Childers.
Aye.
Cohey.
Aye.
Connolly.
Aye.
Kraft.
Aye.
Davison.
Aye.
Dirks. Edmonds, Esquivel, Gilmore, Gingery, Goggles, Hales, Hallinan excused, Hammonds, Harshman, Harvey, Illaway, Yagi, Jorgensen, Kimball, Landon, Lockhart, Lubno, Lockhart conflict, Lubno, Madden, McKim, McComey, Miller, Millen, Moniz, Patton, Peasley, Pedersen, Peterson, Philp excused, Korberg, Roscoe, Simlick, Shepperson, Stewart, Stubson.
Aye.
Teeters.
Aye.
Thompson.
Aye.
Thompson.
Aye.
Thrown excused. Wallace.
Aye.
Swanitzer Dan.
Aye.
Swanitzer Dave.
Aye.
Mr. Speaker.
Aye.
I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 54 ayes, 1 no, 3 excused, 2 conflicts.
Having received the necessary two-thirds, House Bill 128 is referred to Committee Number 7, Corporations. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 130. The reading clerk will read the bill.
House Bill 130, introduced by Representative Carson.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to taxation and revenue regarding impact assistance for wind energy facilities.
Representative Carson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I would move that House Bill 130 pass introduction and ask for your favorable consideration. I wanted to make sure you guys knew that I walked over here to tell you about this bill. I'm sure that many of you are aware of the host of issues that this body is tackling this session regarding wind energy development. House Bill 30, what I would refer to as the fifth wind bill, is another prudent step in this process. This bill makes a course correction to the existing statutes related to impact tax assistance payments and that weren't originally designed for wind, and attempts to address the concerns over the current formula that we continue to hear many of our local governments raising issue to that are feeling the impacts of wind. As you know, industrial wind sites have and do have impacts on our local police, fire, public safety, infrastructure, landfills, as well as create other issues like wear and tear on our county roads. There were concerns that we heard during our interim during our proceedings of the Wind Energy Task Force over this issue. Counties in which sales tax revenues are sliding due to this recession are unfairly negatively affected by the current impact tax payment system that we have in our statute. And we're not meeting the needs and the impacts of that the local governments are feeling by this issue. In some cases, the payments are reduced, and given the existing formula, sometimes payments are not received month to month. This bill, what it does is provide a specific session within the existing sales tax revenue statutes 39-15-111 for the distribution of assistance as it relates to wind industry and the Associated Industrial Siting Act. The other wind bills that are moving out in front of this bill share a common thought process and theme that we are to treat wind as a specific and special sort of industrial site, hence the work that we did and that we're going to discuss later this session. In its current form, this bill calls out for the distribution of 60% of the sales tax revenues identified during the industrial
time.
Siting.
Representative Cohey, Chairman Cohey, opposition.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. For years, we've had industrial applications in this state all the way across from it, one end to the other. What about construction of gas plants, refineries, coal loadout and handling facilities, coal mines, ethanol plants, data processing centers, feedlots? I guess, Mr. Speaker, we'd be looking at separate tax treatment for all of them when something gets constructed. In the words of the immortal representative from House District 30, they are all special, or not, whichever way you look at it.
Anyone else in opposition? Representative Carson, rebuttal.
Thank you, to respond to the good chairman's comments. We're aware of this issue, and it's something that we continue to hear about. And this is an attempt to really solve this 60% to counties. This is the funding that they need. This is where the impacts are felt. This is the whole concept of industrial siting permit processes. The people that are being impacted by an industrial site, in this case a wind facility, are getting the payments they need to mitigate those issues.
Thank you. Will the chief clerk please call the roll?
Anderson.
Aye.
Thagby.
Aye.
Barbudo.
Aye.
Berger.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Blickrey.
No.
Bonner.
Aye.
Brechtel.
No.
Brown.
Aye.
Buchanan.
Aye.
Byrd.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Carson.
Aye.
Childers.
No.
Cohey.
No.
Connolly.
Aye.
Kraft.
Aye.
Davison.
Aye.
Dirks.
Aye.
Edmonds.
Aye.
Esquivel.
Aye.
Gilmore.
Aye.
Gingery.
No.
Goggles.
Aye.
Hales. Hallinan excused. Hammonds.
Aye.
Harshman.
Aye.
Harvey.
Aye.
Illaway.
Aye.
Yagi.
Aye.
Jorgensen.
Aye.
Kimball.
Aye.
Landon.
No.
Lockhart.
Aye.
Lubno.
Aye.
Madden.
No.
McKim.
Aye.
McComey.
No.
McComey.
No.
Miller.
No.
Millen.
Aye.
Moniz.
Aye.
Patton.
No.
Peasley.
No.
Pedersen. Peterson.
Aye.
Philp excused. Korberg.
Aye.
Roscoe.
Aye.
Semlick.
No.
Shepperson.
No.
Steward.
Aye.
Stubson.
Aye.
Cheaters.
No.
Thompson.
Aye.
Throne excused. Wallace.
No.
Swanitzer Dan.
Aye.
Swanitzer Dave.
No.
Mr. Speaker.
Aye.
I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 40 ayes, 17 noes, 3 excused.
House Bill 130 is referred to Committee Number 9, Minerals. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 127.
House Bill 127, introduced by Representative Wallace.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to Medicaid applications.
Representative Wallace.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move introduction of House Bill 127 and ask for your favorable consideration. This bill, all it asks for is that a person who is filing an application for Medicaid should show up in person to make that application, and that it should be based the eligibility interview with the applicant, and it also has a provision if that person is unable physically to be able to apply in person that a representative may do so for them. Appreciate your positive consideration.
Anyone in opposition? Will Chief Clerk please call the roll.
Anderson.
Aye.
Bagby.
Aye.
Barbuto.
Aye.
Berger.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Flickrey.
Aye.
Bonner. Brechtel, Brown, Buchanan, Bird, Kennedy, Carson, Childers, Cohey, Connolly, Kraft, Davison, Dirks, Edmonds, Esquivel, Gilmore, Gingery, Goggles, Hales, Hallinan excused, Hammonds, Harshman, Harvey,
aye.
Illaway,
aye.
Yagi,
aye.
Jorgensen,
aye.
Kimball,
aye.
Landon,
aye.
Lockhart,
aye.
Lubno,
aye.
Madden,
aye.
McKim,
aye.
McComey,
no.
Miller,
aye.
Millen,
no.
Millen,
no.
Moniz,
aye.
Patton,
aye.
Peasley, Peasley,
aye.
Pedersen,
aye.
Peterson,
aye.
Philp excused. Korberg.
Aye.
Roscoe.
Aye.
Semlick.
Aye.
Shepperson.
Aye.
Steward.
Aye.
Stubson.
No.
Teeters.
Aye.
Thompson.
Aye.
Throne excused. Wallace.
Aye.
Swanitzer Dan.
Aye.
Swanitzer Dave.
Aye.
Mr. Speaker.
Aye.
I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Barbuto? Aye to no. Are there any other changes? Connolly? Aye to no. Are there further changes? The vote is closed. 50 ayes, 7 noes, 3 excused.
House Bill 127 is referred to Committee Number 10, Labor. The next bill for our consideration is House Joint Resolution 12.
House Joint Resolution Number 12, introduced by Representative Lubno.
First reading of the bill.
A joint resolution proposing to amend the Wyoming Constitution by creating a new section specifying that the federal government shall not interfere with an individual's health care decisions and prohibiting any penalty, fine, or tax imposed because of a decision to participate in or decline health insurance or to pay directly or receive payment directly for health care services.
Mr. Majority Floor Leader, would you come up, please? Representative Lubno.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move for introduction of House Joint Resolution 12 and ask for your favorable consideration. The bill does a series of things. It makes a specific finding that we, the citizens of the state of Wyoming, exert our 10th Amendment rights. We find that an individual's right to make decisions about an individual's health care is not delegated to the federal government. And we seek to amend the Wyoming Constitution to provide that the federal government shall not interfere with an individual's fundamental right to make decisions about individuals' health care, and that no law shall impose a fine, tax, or penalty for a person or entity choosing to obtain, decline, or participate or not participate in a health insurance program. The amendment sets forth the ground rules for future reform, specifically that any reform must respect and preserve an individual's right
to make their own health care decisions, but it does not advocate one kind of reform over another. This amendment was brought to me by a large number of constituents who were concerned that one of their most fundamental decisions, the decision about who provides health care, was about to be usurped by the government. So in a perfect example of the exercise of representative government, they came to their representative and asked me to introduce a resolution to give them and all other citizens in Wyoming the right to vote on that proposal. James Madison wrote in Federalist 51, "Freedom is best protected when political ambition counteracts political ambition." The Wyoming citizens, just like the citizens of Virginia and other states, have asked for the opportunity to stand up and say no. This resolution gives them that opportunity. I urge your favorable consideration.
Representative Hammond's in opposition.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I started this morning at 6:30 when we had our legislative prayer breakfast, and what we prayed for was wisdom. And wisdom implies judgment, and that is that you listen to both sides. I am so honored to be a member of this group because we have the practice in our state of reasonably listening to both sides. I think all of us have been appalled at the debate this past year, but what I see before me is changing the Wyoming Constitution because we're angry. Is that a reasoned approach? What I see is saying, deal us out. We don't think you can solve it. We don't believe that elections will solve it. We don't believe our good senior senator in Washington can solve it, or our junior senator or our congresswoman. Deal us out because we don't think anybody can solve this. I believe in my country and the ability of people to listen with judgment
Time.
And wisdom to find solutions. And for that reason, I'm opposed
Mr.
to it.
Mr. Minority Leader.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. This resolution seeks to amend the Wyoming Constitution in an attempt to keep the federal government from interfering with individual choice of health care. What I've seen on this floor today is I've seen creativity twice in legislation that's being proposed. I believe this resolution is a bit premature. Premature that no national health reform has been enacted. And I would urge you to vote no on this resolution. I think the Wyoming legislature has the wherewithal and the creativity to create those types of health reform needed by Wyoming citizens.
Representative Lebnow, your rebuttal.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I perceive this as a deal us in amendment. It allows us to make our own decisions and to exert the rights, the people of Wyoming to vote to exert the rights to make their own decisions. And if we're going to amend our Constitution, what better amendment to make than the amendment that says that no government can impinge upon our right to make a health care decision? I urge your positive consideration.
Thank you all. Will the Chief Clerk please call the roll?
Anderson.
Aye.
Bagby.
No.
Barbuto.
No.
Berger. Blake.
No.
Blickrey.
Aye.
Bonner.
Aye.
Brechtel.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Buchanan.
Aye.
Byrd.
No.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Carson.
No.
Childers.
Aye.
Cohey.
Aye.
Connolly.
No.
Kraft.
No.
Davison. Dirks, Edmonds,
aye.
Esquivel,
no.
Gilmore,
no.
Gingery,
aye.
Goggles,
no.
Hales,
no.
Hallinan excused, Hammonds, Harshman,
aye.
Harvey,
aye.
Illaway,
aye.
Illaway,
aye.
Yagi,
aye.
Jorgensen,
no.
Kimball,
no.
Landon,
aye.
Lockhart,
aye.
Lubnow,
aye.
Madden,
aye.
McKim,
aye.
McComey,
aye.
Miller,
aye.
Millen,
no.
Moniz,
aye.
Patton,
aye.
Peasley,
aye.
Pedersen,
aye.
Peterson,
no.
Philp excused, Korberg,
aye.
Roscoe,
no.
Semlick,
aye.
Shepperson,
aye.
Stewart,
aye.
Stubson,
aye.
Teeters,
aye.
Thompson. Throne excused. Wallace.
Aye.
Swanitzer Dan.
Aye.
Swanitzer Dave.
Aye.
Mr. Speaker.
Aye.
I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Yagi? I'm about to close the vote. Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 38 ayes, 19 noes, 3 excused.
H.J. 12, having failed to receive two-thirds of the votes of the members elected to the House, has been indefinitely postponed. Representative Yagi.
Privilege the floor, Mr. Speaker.
Please proceed.
Thank you. I have before you folks one of the past legislators. He used to be my friend until he talked me into running for this body, but it's been a wonderful privilege. But we have Mick Powers here, and not only do I want to recognize him, but we have a bunch of county commissioners that are here in the balcony. Would all the county commissioners and Mick Powers stand up, and let's give them a hand. Appreciate all the work that they do. They're down here and probably meeting with a lot of us tonight. But if you wouldn't mind, I'd like to have Mick Powers come and say a word.
Representative Powers, you may have privilege of the floor.
It's good to be back here and see you guys working. it's what a great bunch, and it's nice to have the association with you and made such many fine friends here. I appreciate all the good work that you're doing now, and I know you've got a lot left ahead of you. The county commissioners are here today, and some of them are going to be here tomorrow, and hopefully you're going to go have dinner with most of them tonight. I hope they've got you on the docket to go eat. And you can sit down and eat. You're not going to be eating with a toothpick. So I just really want to thank you for your friendship and the good hard work you do. And that's all I've got to say. Carry on. Thanks.
Thank you. I'd also like us to recognize former Senator Raylan Jobe in the gallery. Raylan, nice to see you. Committee announcements. Chairman McComey.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Speaker, your committee number 4, Education, will meet upon noon recess tomorrow in room H10, where we will take up bills number 110, Higher Education Endowment Challenge Programs, and House Bill 56, Bonded Indebtedness Mill Levy Supplement.
Chairman Gingrey.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Your committee number 1, Judiciary, will finish up upon adjournment with House Bill 61, Legal Services Funding. And then tomorrow morning at 8 a.m., we will take up H.J. 2, Resolution, Assertion of States' Rights, H.J. 5, Assertion of State Sovereignty, House Bill 28, Wyoming Firearms Freedom Act. And at noon, we will take up House Bill 64, Mandatory Minimum Sentence for Sexual Abuse of a Minor, and House Bill 66, Governmental Claims Act Process.
I would like to apologize to Representative Barbuto's mother and his wife for not having the opportunity to see him chair the Committee of the Whole today. Maybe you can stick around tonight and watch tomorrow. Chairman Cohey.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Your Committee number 8 on Highways, Transportation, and Military Affairs will meet 10 minutes after adjournment this evening, Thursday, February 11th, in room H-17. To discuss the following bills: House Bill 27, Armed Forces License Plate Fees and Distribution; House Bill 24, Insurance Requirements for Newly Purchased Vehicles; and House Bill 84, Gold Star License Plates.
Chairman Landon.
Mr. Speaker, your committee number 10 shall meet tomorrow afternoon or tomorrow at noon after the lunch presentation by the Department of Health that I told you about earlier at 12:45 in room H-17 to consider House Bill 11, Cancer Control Act Amendment.
Chairman Anderson.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Your committee number 3, Revenue, will meet tomorrow morning at 7:30 in H-11 to consider manufacturing sales and use tax. That's House Bill 49, House Bill 78, Natural Gas Taxation, House Bill 50, Hospital Mill Levies, and House Bill 58, Homestead Exemption County Options.
Chairman Lockhart.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Your committee number 9, Minerals, Business, and Economic Development, will meet tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock in room H-18 to hear House Bill 72, Regulation of Wind Energy Facilities, House Bill 44, Taxation of Property Use for Economic Development.
Chairman Berger.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Appropriations, your committee number 2, will meet Friday, February 12th at 8 a.m. Our first bill up will be House Bill 88, Public Retirement Plan. And the second bill is that invasive mussel thing, House Bill 17. Thank you very much. And excuse me, Mr. Chairman, the books that you see in front of you are all of the budget books, and they are available for you to use if you would just return them when you're finished of the agencies. Thank you.
Thank you. Are there any other announcements? Mr. Majority Floor Leader, that clears the desk.
Thank you. General file for tomorrow will be the same as the list you had today, plus House Bills 16, 17, 18, 2, 26, 32, 41, and House Joint Resolution 4. I'll try and get you a list out that will be distributed in just probably within about 15 minutes. And with that, Mr. Speaker, I move that the House adjourn until Friday, February 12, 2010, at 10 a.m.
You've heard the motion. All those in favor, please say aye. Those opposed, no. The House is adjourned until Thursday morning, February 12th at 10 a.m.